Hey, I just want to talk to you for a minute. So, how've you been? Job good? Kids okay? What the hell? There's no way to ease into a sex conversation. Not in 30 seconds at least. If you haven't realized it, this is an ad, and we gotta sell products to pay for the show. Easy as that. So do us a favor, and do yourself a favor at the same time, and pay our sponsor Adam and Eve a visit at adamandeve.com. When you order, enter offer code DRCAT at the checkout, and you get half off, free shipping. The whole deal. They also give away free stuff with your order, too. Don't ask me what it is. I have no idea. It's supposed to be a mystery. So, when you stick a dildo up your ass, or vibrate to your heart's desire, think about our show and pay another visit to adamandeve.com. The offer code is DRCAT. DRKAT. And you can thank me later.
Sex Chat with DRCAT. Sex Fact. Not fiction.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with DRCAT. I'm your host, DRCAT Banker, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist. And I am here with my little sexual maven, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Caw, caw.
Oh, that's Raven. You said maven. Yes, I am the maven of all things sex.
That's right. And what are we here to do, Ross?
We are here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives. And if you want us to answer your question, you can call the DRCAT 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drcat.com.
That's right. You can support us by supporting your sponsors. Go to adamandeve.com right now and you can get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code DRCAT at the checkout. That's DRKAT.
That's right. And for the gay boys and their admirers, go over to adammail.com where it's all things mail. Yeah. And you get the same dealio offer and just use the offer code Ross, R-O-S-S, that's me, at the checkout.
It's time for saucy sex news on Sex Chat with DRCAT.
Yes. And let's see, what do we have for the saucy sex news? Oh, one of your favorite subjects today.
Yes. One of my least favorite words, Kardashian.
Kardashian. You just sort of strike it from the lexicon of the American, you know,
exactly,
language. Huh?
The celebutante and all that stuff. Okay. So what do we got here?
Okay. But I couldn't help myself because people are talking about it. Basically, Chris Humphries, right? Chris Humphries. So that is now the, I guess, in process ex-husband.
Right, of course. Two of my favorite words, Chris Humphries.
Right. He's okay. You'll look at for a little bit at the very least.
He's a sort of a big, just take me in your arms, daddy.
Right, don't speak. Don't talk. Don't ruin the moment.
Exactly.
Because he sounds a little dumb, I hate to say it. He's got a little bit of a... Yeah, you're right. That's okay. Doesn't require that in order to get frisky. So anyway, Chris Humphries claims that Kris Jenner, which is Kim Kardashian's mom, actually staged Kim Kardashian's sex tape, you know, the sex tape that launched her that Oprah was just talking about last week. So
yes, with her then former boyfriend, whatever, rapper Coolio Juju
or Ray J, who's got his own show as well now, and he's now his own little, you know, reality TV star.
There you go. Okay, well, okay, as long as you got that. So here's the thing that I love. It's like, you know, did she stage I read the article and it's like she's pimping her daughter, number one.
Right.
I love it. It's not like, oh, honey, oh, my God, you did a sex tape. You know, that's going to ruin you. You know, you're my little baby. It's like, oh, honey, you did not look good in that video. You better shoot that again.
Right. I mean, really? If it's going to come out anyway, why don't we just. So I want to know where the original tape is. That is not pretty.
Oh, the bad, right?
Which I'm sure if Kim Kardashian's, attention wanes, that tape might make itself apparent, you know?
Exactly. It was before the anal bleaching and before she got to, you know, pluck her chest hair or something, you know?
Right. Yeah. I know. So, it's, yeah, she's off the regimen there with her mom. So, yeah, it's just very interesting that, oh, okay. And granted, you know, he's got sour grapes, Chris Humphries. So,
he should, I think, a little bit.
But. Right.
And, you know, now we know, you know, what the key to getting $40 million is pimp your daughter out on a sex tape.
Right.
Because now they're worth, like, a gazillion dollars. So, well, there you have it. Hemphries.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, you know, Kem's lawyers apparently subpoenaed Chris Humphrey's former girlfriend, you know, and there are all these texts and things like that, apparently, that were in question. And I guess this came out as a part of that. And then also he said that, the lawyers are saying that this is going to be troublesome for him because he's trying to say that, you know, the marriage was based on fraud and he was duped into marrying Kim Kardashian. Right. So that's kind of interesting.
We'll see how it plays out in the Supreme when it reaches the Supreme Court.
Right.
Living the American dream.
That's right. Everyone stay tuned. And we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Okay, our first question is from Ripple. Ripple wants a mate. Ripple says, I am a male with a micro penis of 1/2 inch in its flaccid state and 1.5 inches when erect. I want to ask you if you think, A, that I can have a successful marriage, and B, I have a sex life. He says, I'm fearing having sex. Please advise me whether to go for marriage or not.
Right.
So, okay. So, I guess a couple of cliches come to mind for me. First would be, you know, first comes love, right? Then comes marriage, right?
Right.
So, you know, if you got to have some sex and put it out there, buddy, if you want to see if you even want to get married.
Right.
And then also the other cliche that comes to mind is it ain't the size of the ship, but how you dock it.
That is right.
I truly believe that there's someone out there for everyone, right? Having a small dick, you know, I know can feel somewhat emasculating, but I think partly probably because the standards of what we're often held up to, right? Namely like porn and constant repeats of Sex in the City.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, my thing is, Ripple, maybe you'll find a woman who doesn't want a big dick.
Right.
Or where, you know, penetrative sex isn't the be all and end all. So,
yeah.
You know, I say maybe, you know, work what you got and maybe try to perfect your cunnilingus skills.
Right. Yeah, very true. It's always good to compensate a little. Well, Ripple, I think the one thing, too, is I think he's from a different country than the U.S. because I think that's part of the reason why he's emphasizing the whole marriage thing. Like, if you know, that might be a heavy emphasis on that. And if he doesn't think that he should even go there, well, then what's the point of the whole sex thing? So,
well, if he's from India, then he doesn't have anything to worry about because it's already arranged.
Right. She has no choice. But the micropenis thing, it does happen. It is a part of our sexual continuum of, you know, penis size. And there are plenty of obviously his micropenis works, you know, some of them do not. So that is a good thing. So the 1.5 inches. You know, very often it is just going to be a matter of him getting in there and experiencing sex. And hopefully, I mean, I don't know what's going to come first for him, right? Because marriage might come first before he has sex. But he just really build his self-confidence around the fact that he could still be an amazing sexual being and still have amazing sex and still be a great partner, even with a 1.5 inch dick. So...
Right.
Yeah, so I think as much as he can kind of, I would actually suggest that maybe he talk to somebody. I've seen support groups online that I've seen previously for men with micro penises that maybe he wants to go there to talk to people and get a sense of how people have made their lives, sex lives worthwhile.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, and there's also, you know, there are things that he can add. I mean, they can always use sex toys to supplement. They can always use some of the masturbation sleeves. Some of them.
The hollow strap-ons and.
Yeah, stuff like that. Even the cock rings and things might help him.
Here's something else that just occurred to me, too. And it's not that I would ever promote anything that's illegal, you know, so I wouldn't say go hire a prostitute. Maybe visit a bar at 3 a.m. and, you know, but anyway, if you were to pay for sex, which I'm not advising you to do, but if you were to pay for sex, chances are, you know, because you're about to pay her, she's not going to laugh at your dick. So
right.
It might be a way to sort of at least test the water sex in a way. So
right. That's true. And I would hope to get maybe a little bit of confidence around it, too. So
there you go.
All righty. Next questions. Okay, this is from Peaches. she needs her cream, and she says, I have to literally beg for sex when I want it, something I am not used to. I've been dealing with this for years. I want to be spontaneous and have as much sex as possible with my husband, but he dishes it out like dog food to an alley mutt. There is no intimacy, no hugging, no kissing, nothing. And the more I push for intimacy, the more I get ignored. What the fuck? All he wants to do is be on Facebook, and it's really starting to piss me off. I don't think he's cheating, but I do believe he is just like the person described in the Selfish Lover article. I had another Q&A about somebody who was a selfish lover, mm-hmm. and that's what she's referring to. Gotcha. He has erectile dysfunction. I think he's very insecure about himself and about our relationship. The more I tell him he has nothing to worry about, the more he worries. But a person can only take so much, and it's in no way fair to me. Hell, if it's going to be a minute worth of sex, then is make everything leading up to that minute worth it. Okay, so she's pretty miserable. Advice I give him that continually falls on deaf ears, and he says, she says, I don't know what to do. I really love him. We have been together forever, but I am so emotionally and physically unsatisfied. Even vibrators can do so much.
Wow, Peaches, you've got quite a handful here. So I guess, you know, my short answer on this would be, if you're not getting what you want, okay, and I've assumed that Peaches has had, you know, you've had a mature, calm discussion about this, right?
Yes.
About his feelings, your feelings, you know, his ED and all that, then, you know, I hate to be so cut and dry, but I would be like, you tell him you're either going to just dump him or you're going to find someone who wants to fuck the shit out of you.
Right.
You know, and mm-hmm. he'll be happy with that. That you stay in the relationship, your marriage is what it is, and whatever you get from that is going to remain. But you're going to go off and find someone who wants to fuck you.
Right. Well, and the thing is I've seen this thing with ED before too. Like, it just sucks the life out of these guys. You know, they start losing their self confidence, their self esteem, and they'd rather not go there with a partner. And in fact, some of them do still masturbate because they can control that situation. They don't have to deal with another person and their expectations. But I really think if Peaches and her husband were maybe working with a sexologist or a sex therapist, they could kind of get them on the same page. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, in addition, she's going to have to figure out if she's willing to live this way for the rest of her life. And she's absolutely right. She definitely deserves a level of intimacy beyond even sex. I mean, there should be some physical intimacy. There should be some affection ongoing. And it just sounds like the guy is checked out. So ultimatum, I'm not fans of them, but sometimes once you've exhausted all their options, that's the deal.
You gotta lay down the law, lady, because, you know, truth is, Peaches, you're not getting any younger. No, but so, I mean, seriously,
go ahead,
like,
level
don't
with
waste
her
your
off.
Life. Yeah. Don't waste your life on something that's not working. I mean, it's like, especially, obviously, give it the best college try that you can. Yes. But if it's not working, lady, you know, you need to move on. So.
Yeah. So thanks, Peaches, for writing in, and good luck with that. And now we have the featured product for today.
Hey, here, let me push it up, pull it up here. It's just going to take a second. It's the Fetish Fantasy Cordless Vibrating Nipple Sucker. So now there is a mouth. That's okay, kids. Seashells, seashells by the seashore, or which I can't say, or Fetish Fantasy Cordless
Vibrating Nipple Suckers. Yes, and it's funny because they kind of look like large black silicone teardrops. Yeah.
like silicone pasties.
They do. They almost look like a little, and because obviously they've got like the little pump bags on the bottom. And for people who lack their nipple suction, they almost remind me of, you know, when with breastfeeding, you've got, they've got the little nipple suctions that pull your nipple out if you've got issues.
Okay.
And I think it's an interesting sensation. So I've experienced that before. It's not like I go to that for my foreplay regimen at all. But if you're looking for some heavy duty suction that is very pleasant and kind of plumps your nipples and they actually vibrate in addition to the suction, some people are into their nipple play, yo. And this is the deal.
I think that's cool. Actually, I was so intrigued by this that I did go over to Adam Mail, and unfortunately, they do not have it for men, which I'm really kind of bummed about because, you know, I know a lot of guys have sensitive nipples and it could be fun. Of course, the thing that they have on Adam Mail are exactly what you were just talking about. Just the things that like suck your nipples out. So you've got those like big bear daddy eraser nipples, which don't do anything for me, but I'm sure people love them. But I thought, wow, this would be, I wonder if this works for men. You know, I don't know. I'm intrigued.
It would totally work. It would totally work. And the funny thing is too, it's true. Like some of the, you know, the gay events and things I've gone to, sometimes you can tell the gay men who've definitely had, who are into nipple play because they've almost exhausted their nipples.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They're like stretched out and like kind of, yeah. But you know, apparently still enjoying them. So that's good.
Yeah.
But also what I like about these is that they include a tickler inside the little cup. So there's direct hands-free stimulation and
it vibrates.
It vibrates, and there's a free love mask, which I'm not quite sure what that's about.
Ooh, I don't know. You know, although it's like, I love, she's the model who's modeling it is very, very pleased with these. You can tell by the look on her face. And her perfect hair.
And her perfect boobs. And yes, everything that's involved there. So, but fun, interesting. Try something new. Involve your nipples. You can go to adamandeve.com, and this might be one of the products I'm thinking that are 50% off. Check it out. And all you have to do is go into the search and type in, here we go, fetish fantasy cordless vibrating nipple suckers.
Yay.
So there.
10 times really fast. I challenge you.
Actually, you should just be sucking someone's breast and try to say that 10 times fast. And I bet there'd be a lot of stimulation there.
You're right. I think there would.
You know, like doing the alphabet. Giving oral sex. You could just say that phrase over and over again while you're sucking someone's nipple. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today.
That's right. And if you have questions, we have the answers. You can email us at sexchat@drcat.com.
That's right. And I think by the time people hear this episode, the Gay Guide to Sex will have been ruled right out.
Yay!
Yeah, so check on iTunes.
Everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex. So it's all laid out for you. And it's a video podcast. So you actually get to see us in action.
That is right. Yeah, that's true. So it's a whole other level of intimacy with us. And it's called Ross and Kat's Gay Guide to Sex. So check iTunes and check YouTube probably. And let us know what you think. And you can always find out more at drcat.com. Thanks for being here today, Ross.
Bye, Dr. Cat.
See ya.